This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Daisy Russell on the line. She's the Director of Mobilization for Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, or as we frequently call them, Wycliffe USA. And Daisy, we're going to be talking about your top personnel needs for 2020. And my first question for you, if I, as a Christian, and I'm looking for a job, so to say, if I work for a Bible translation organization like Wycliffe, does it mean I have to move halfway around the world?
Not necessarily. We have lots of roles right here in the U.S. that people can fill, and that would help a lot.
What are the top needs that you guys are looking for?
We are looking for people who have translation-related roles, like translation consultants and advisors. We are looking for people who have IT, or information technology, to advance Bible translation. We're looking for office management and administrative roles, for example, human resources or project managers or people who can serve on the mobilization team or executive assistants. We're looking for people who have skills in literacy and education. For example, people who can improve literacy skills for communities who don't traditionally use a writing system, but who want to read the written word. And so we'll be training local language speakers to provide literacy education for families, neighbors, and churches. And then finally, communications. So our communications specialist would help to gather and tell stories about the work God is doing through Bible translation.
Those sound like awesome opportunities. Are these positions where people have to raise their own support, or do they get paid? Like, how does that work?
Yes, well, Wycliffe is a faith-based organization, and people are shown different methods on how to do partnership development. And so they would be trained and given lots of tools in order to develop partnership development. And what that means is, yes, you are raising support towards your ministry in order to accomplish the task that God has called you to.
Gotcha. And if one of our listeners on the radio or someone who comes across this story and is reading it on the website, how do they take further action? Is there, do they have to apply or send in their resume? What does that next step look like?
Well, one great way that people can connect is by following us on our LinkedIn page, where we post our top positions that we have, our strategic positions that we have in various locations. And also another way would be to contact us. They can write to us at our email address, go_serve_USA@wycliffe.org. If they were interested in learning more about possibly serving or exploring the idea of serving with Wycliffe, and we would connect them with a missions coach who can help walk through that with them and answer questions that they may have related to serving.
That sounds great. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just that God is looking for people who are flexible and adaptable, that they're open-handed. Those are people that would be a good fit for these roles. Someone who is cross-culturally savvy and someone who's a lifelong learner. Wycliffe USA values being willing to learn new and better methods and ways of doing things while remaining committed to accuracy, clarity, and excellence in all of our work. And so if someone has those attributes, they would be a really great fit for Wycliffe and what God is doing around the world to reach the nations for his glory through Bible translation.